Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We're talking to Rochelle Tipton, the Newton Girls Cross Country Coach. Rochelle, thanks for joining us again. Big qualifying meet this week, and the freshman did it. Audrey Muckler was able to qualify.
Yeah, she did. It was really exciting, you know, just throughout the season, not only just the time she was running, but the places she was getting at meets, knew it would probably be possible. And then once we saw the districts and the teams that were there and comparing to the other times, it was definitely a doable goal.
And she accomplished that. Do you think maybe the competition helped her a little bit? You know, Pella was there and all that good, you know, a lot of other very strong teams as we've talked about throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helped get her that big PR that she had on top of getting that place where she was. I mean, even just with the time she had coming in, you know, she still was right in that mix of being able to be in there and be in the top. But it was a great day for the weather, and the course was good, and the competition, and it just moved everybody's times up.
Yeah. What time were you kind of watching her race, and when did you know, hey, I think she's got this?
I'd say when it would have been just past the second mile. She was sitting there and just inside that top 15, but had grown the gap from the group behind her. And just, I saw that focus in, and it's like, you got to go and you got to keep it. And she did.
Yeah. She's been just quite remarkable for freshman all year, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a very good freshman season for her.
Rest of the team did pretty well as well. What are some of the highlights of those other runners you had?
I mean, the whole team did really great. Again, just looking at the teams that were going to be there, we had some target teams. Oski, again, was one of them. We didn't quite get them, but Keokuk was one that, looking at their times and what they had done, that it'd be one we'd be close to, and we did edge them out. So that was exciting to see that. Sixth place is, it's a pretty good finish for us at the state qualifying meet. I think sixth is the highest we've been most recently. Otherwise, we've been lower than that, so that was good to see. We had Sarah Mallow get a personal best, Megan Trout, Lake Sullivan all get personal bests, and Bella Winther finishes her senior career season best time. Her best time ran on that particular Pella course, so that was a good way for her to finish her career out.
She had some injuries and illnesses to go through this year too, did she?
She had just a few little illnesses that she's kind of been dealing with, but just kept pushing through and powering. And I could just tell during this race, like, there was just a moment where it was like, oh no, she's not going to let this one get away from her. She's going to get it. So
as you look towards next season, kind of your thoughts on what the team's going to look like?
I mean, it always looks different. it's always weird to not have that group of seniors that you've had there. And we definitely will miss all of them, but you know, Bella was the only senior or junior that ran last night. Everybody else was freshmen and sophomores. And we've still got a good group of freshmen that ran the other night and have had really good seasons and have just kept getting stronger. If we can get them healthy, we've got, you know, a couple of solid that'll be seniors next year that'll keep pushing this group. And so I'm excited for what next year can look like and what this group can do.
So now you just kind of focus on working with Audrey here up until next Friday, I believe, right, State Meet?
Yep, Friday is next week. Friday is it next week. We'll have some practices, just kind of tune it up a little bit. I mean, at this point, there's not really a whole lot left that's going to get that extra bit. That's kind of been this week and last week. So it's just kind of keeping her healthy and keeping that body ready to go.
The state meet course, where's that at? And was it similar to where they ran at Pella? Is it kind of a similar course, or is it totally different?
So that's up in Fort Dodge, and I'd say it's kind of similar. There's a couple more hills as opposed to Pella. There's a few little bumps, as I like to call them, there in Pella. They're bigger, but they're still, I always remind them, it's nothing like what we run on here in our town. and we actually were up in Fort Dodge a couple weeks back for a meet, so Audrey's seen the course and has ran it and did very well there on it a couple weeks ago. So,
okay. Well, that'll be exciting to see what transpires for her. And just final thoughts on this year's squad.
It's been really fun, you know, this group and just all the times that keep dropping and that hard work that they keep putting in, and they have each other's back, which is really neat to see. It's a unique experience with cross country. And so, yeah, it's going to be exciting for next year.
Well, looking forward to it. Thanks for talking to us throughout the season, and well, let's see you next season, I guess.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rochelle Tipton, the head cross-country coach for the girls here at Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.